Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, and of course, the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck you doing?
I could be stuck in mud, but I'm not. And and that's, you know, that's a benefit to
that's a good point.
To the world right now. Because I would be I wouldn't be a happy camper if I was. And okay. I would probably make things very difficult on people. But you know what? I think today's gonna go pretty good.
Wouldn't you just be stuck in the mud though? And you wouldn't be making things difficult for
Oh,
anyone?
I would.
Okay.
I'd figure a way out.
Okay.
Isn't that a rock band? Or is that
Puddle of Mud. I like the way you smack my... You can't say that, but they could sing it. I don't understand
that. Take it all away.
Yeah. I never understood. Like, I don't think I can say that on air. Can I?
Smack my ass? Or their ass?
Thank you.
Son. Look, there's a decent chance I won't be here at some point this week anyway.
No, that is, I told you last week, Kevin, this is the one week out of the year ever that I need you here, no matter what. Even if you do what you did at Taco Bueno that day and just sit there and laugh with me silently like a mime, I need you to be there for me, all right? Thursday and Friday will be the most stressful days of my life.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Why?
My wife, guys...
This is a chance to plug first, if you want.
Guys.
And then we'll talk about the Cowboys, probably.
My wife is abandoning me.
That is more dramatic. You're like the guy on Facebook that said, like, me and so are no longer dating. And then the lady swoops in and is like, that is a weird way to say that we're married.
She is leaving me.
That is misrepresentative.
With all the kids this week. Which is better because they're not babies anymore. You know, like, that's tough. They're older. Yep. But they also require, you know, transportation. On Thursday, we will be at Choctaw from 10 to 2.
What?
All right. Yeah, we'll be at Choctaw, baby. So we're going to do that.
Should I get a room there the night before?
If that's what you want to do, yeah, go ahead, man. Right. I can't. I have to live with children.
That's a good point.
So on Thursday, we're going to be at Choctaw. Then after that, I drive back. I pick up kids from school and stuff. They have cello lessons. They have all sorts of stuff going on. Then I'm at LaVon's Bearded Monkey for the Cowboys, the watch party against the Lions.
Right.
All right, so that's Thursday. That's the big time Thursday right there.
Mm.
Somehow I got to get my kids to bed. And then get them prepared for school the next day.
Yeah.
My mom's going to Choctaw the next day, so that's pretty cool for her.
Oh.
And then on Friday, we're in Arlington. We got that thing rocking. Kids got choir concerts and orchestra concerts, and I am without a wife. So if anybody would like
to sub in
for my wife this week, I don't pay much at all, if anything.
You better say you pay nothing or else
I pay nothing.
Straddling the line of a felony right there, my friend.
Yeah, but if anybody would like to fill in, I don't know if she'd let you, but we'll see. I'll ask.
Well, if she doesn't like it, then she should probably be there, right?
Yeah, what's she going to do? You know? She's gone.
I feel like you'll have to deal with the repercussions of that for a long, 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 long time.
So that's where I am right now, Kevin, is very stressed about this week. I need you this week, no matter what.
Okay.
All right? Just make sure you're good for Thursday and Friday, at least.
Okay. Ling, if you're listening, You should probably be in school. I'm going to cancel tonight. all right. So my question is, I guess it's simple, but it feels like the possible outcome is super complicated. Could the Cowboys actually possibly maybe win the NFC East? Something that 3 weeks ago I would have fallen out of this chair laughing at you.
Yes. And now you're the one presenting it.
And I still think it's, I was going to say, I think it's unlikely. It's unlikely in terms of, like, I think it's less than 50%. But I think it's creeping closer and closer.
What are you looking at? Are you looking at the Cowboys' remaining schedule and that's the predictor
all
for
right.
you?
So I think there's three things at play here.
Okay. Real quickly. Yeah. On Thursday when Tony Romo laid out the, hey, this is how you can maybe get in, but it's impossible because everybody in the wild card already has a better record than you and it doesn't look like they're going to slow down anytime soon. I was like, oh, crap. Then I started thinking Seattle, the Rams, and San Francisco are going to beat up on each other at the end of the year here.
Right,
somebody's going to fall out of that mix. So I got very stressed, though, whenever he presented that idea. So then now I'm like, okay, how do I win the East?
And so you start with how well the Cowboys are playing, right? And then the next part is looking at the rest of their schedule. And then the third part, and I think this is key, you can't rule out what happened to the Eagles 2 years ago happens again. Because it sure does look like they might be on the brink of imploding. And maybe you're like, you know what? No. They lost to the Cowboys, who are clearly playing significantly better. They lost to the Bears, who are the number one seed in the NFC as of right now. But it just feels like everything they say that goes along with it, it feels like the conditions are prime for them to implode. So I think those are the three things. How well the Cowboys have played these last few weeks, the rest of their schedule, and the fact that the Eagles don't seem to care for one another this year.
Okay. Washington is twice on Philly's schedule. You think that they can win both of those?
And that's where you gotta hope, because the word is that Jaden Daniels will be back this week.
Okay.
You gotta hope that makes a difference.
And
but
they
look,
have a,
they've got
they,
other Washington yeah. has other issues too defensively.
The Raiders are also on the Eagles schedule at Philadelphia.
Right.
Though that's the only reason right now. Their schedule isn't daunting.
Sure.
There was a time when we thought it would be late the season for them because Buffalo, the Chargers, and Washington twice. I was like, oh man, that could be the deciding factor right there at the end of the year. I have to hope that there is that inner turmoil. The fact that they can't run the ball makes them one-dimensional and teams take advantage of that. I got to hope that because, man, Saquon Barkley just does not look right. That run game does not look right at all. The Cowboys, I have complete faith in their approach to this final part of their season.
Okay.
They have a Quinnen Williams who's motivated. They have a lot of guys on the defensive side of the ball that are very motivated. And now getting Trayvon Diggs back is going to be very interesting.
That is fascinating.
And I want to see his motivation. They have an offense that is just in full force. Like, it looks like it's ready to tear up. So I have a lot of faith in what the Cowboys' stretch will be here. It's just everything that they did at the beginning of the season has put them in a bad position to make a run here. And so I just don't know if I believe that they can actually pull this off. Not because of them, but because of outside things.
What would make it super duper fun is if the Eagles lost to the Chargers, right? Because then hopefully you can beat the Lions. We've got a few days to break that down, up, down, left, right, everything like that. But if the Eagles lost to the Chargers again, and the Chargers are a good team, then you go into that final stretch and you're like, hey, I know Vegas is not good. I know Washington is not good, but who the hell knows? And you'll have a whole nother week probably of finger pointing, right? So I think that makes that part fun.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, if you lose to the Lions, it might feel like none of this conversation really matters.
With the tie, can you explain how the tie factors in a positive and negative way at the end of the season?
See, and I was going to say, it's going to obviously factor in a negative way if it comes down to, like, you really wish you would have gotten the win over Green Bay, and maybe you could have held the tiebreaker in terms of getting into the playoffs over the Packers.
Okay.
So I think that's the number one thing. But on the flip side, what makes the tie actually kind of fun is you don't have to worry about complex tiebreaker situations. Like, what are you going to run into? All right, so let's say the Cowboys, like, rock and roll, and they finish 10-6-1. All right, well, it's going to be really simple.
Mm-hmm.
They're ahead of the team that is 10-7. They're behind the team that's 11-6. So you don't have to know any complex, multi-tiered, tie-breaking procedures.
Coin flip.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to worry about any of that because it's just you and Green Bay. Now, if it gets down to you and Green Bay, that's where you're going to go back to, and you're like, dang it, dang it, dang it. I really wish you would have won that, because then right now Green Bay would be 8-4. You'd be 7-5. You'd hold the tiebreaker.
Okay. All right.
And you know what I'm saying? And So it'll actually make math a lot easier for people.
I will put it to you this way. When it comes to the chart.
Yeah. Do we change it?
No.
Okay.
I thought probably not. I said you could. You could move up. You could advance.
Yeah.
But I think that there needs to be a couple more things. I'll tell you this. Eyeball test tells me that you're better than mediocre right now. On the whole, this season, you have been mediocre to sub-mediocre.
Sure.
But eyeball test tells me right now you look better than you did by far at the beginning. That Chicago game compared to what you've done the last couple weeks, two different worlds.
Yeah.
Yes, you are looking above mediocre. I'm going to need one more. I'm going to need one more to put you in that above mediocre area.
It's funny how losses change too, right? Because that Chicago loss looked horrible, not only because you get your ass kicked, but because the Bears sucked, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, the Bears are terrible. This is a terrible loss. Now you look forward to it and you're like, oh, well, the Bears are the number one seed in the NFC right now.
Mm-hmm.
They've been winning.
But no, I agree, kind of, the way you lost that game.
Yeah.
That one's the difference. You got torched.
Crushed.
The Bears have barely beaten everybody except for you. Like that. Look at most of their games are kind of like Tampa. They're like last second. Good luck, guys.
Right.
Ben Johnson's been saying that. He's finally got those guys believing, though, that they're as good as he thinks that they can be. Because he's even said it. If you don't believe now, just wait. Keep, like, every week, here we go. But that Bears, the way you lost that first Bears game is the reason that you're like, okay, that's different than all those other ones.
Yeah, look, and I saw somebody say the Cowboys just need to win out. Sure. If the Cowboys win out, you don't have to worry about any of this. You're in, right? And then, like, to your point about moving the chart or just furthering your expectations, if the Cowboys win on Thursday, and I know we have a lot of fun with the chart, but you can even put the chart aside for a second and be like, no, I know what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
You beat Philly, Kansas City, and Detroit back to back to back.
Yeah. Yeah, Detroit's in a weird place. But you got a really good point there. Those 3 weeks were the most daunting anyway, and you're in a different position right now.
And so it wraps all the way back around to the question, could the Cowboys actually possibly maybe win the NFC East?
And okay, to answer that question, then yes.
I think so, too.
The way you just asked it, yes. Maybe, possibly, yes.
Because I think
are they a lot? No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
No means. But you, yes, maybe, possibly. You got to have some things fall in your place. You got to think, things got to fall in your favor for sure.
Yeah.
But you're right there.
I know what you're saying. Fortune favors the bold. That's what he's saying,
what
right,
are you
Alec?
Doing?
Oh, okay. Then we're definitely going to lose.
People are requesting the chart, Kevin.
Okay.
So
show me the chart.
I'm going to, you are here. Mm. All right. At the moment, you are still mediocre.
Mm.
All right. Still mediocre.
That feels fair.
And that's, I think that's fair.
I
think that's
too.
Very fair. And if you're saying you're not, you haven't watched this team the last few weeks.
Right.
If you're saying that you're better than that, you didn't watch this team before the last few weeks. All right?
Right.
Now, I'm not going on just right now. This is where you stand this season. And this season, you're right there in the middle. You have opportunities to change that by the end of the season. And Kevin, as Jerry says, the most important thing about changing that, even if they don't make the playoffs, you give people hope for next year. And that's the most important thing. Winning is not the most important
yeah.
thing. It's having hope for the next year and hope for the next week and hope for the next couple weeks. All right? That's the most important part.
Well, clearly I hate that because the most important thing to me is right now. Like, I don't feel like that is a controversial opinion. The most important thing right now is right now.
All right.
Right? Like that.
I can't disagree with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I would certainly hope not. By the way,
Van Halen once said that.
Yes.
Right now. Something about tomorrow.
By the way, if you're concerned about right now, meaning today, tonight's Cowboys show right here on 105.3 The Fan, the Cowboys Hour, will feature Brevin Span Ford.
Ooh.
And so that is somebody who I feel like we've all really appreciated the last month or so. With the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, 7 from Sunday, the ups, the downs, and the Carolina Panthers of it all in another wild NFL weekend. Next on The Fan.
It's 4th and 2 from the L.A. 43. Rams crowd the line of scrimmage with a one high safety look. Bryce off play action, has time in the pocket, throws downfield for McMillan, makes the catch at the 20. He's got the 10, the 5, touchdown T-Mac, touchdown Carolina, and the Panthers take the lead with 6:34 to go.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Look, I feel like we say this every single weekend. It was another weird, wild, wacky, and wonderful weekend in the NFL, and I wanted to go through a couple of things. I just also gave Alec bonus points for Odyssey because he is awesome. I wish they would let me give more points. All right.
Same.
But first, can we talk a little bit more about Peace-a-thon?
Yeah, sure. We can do that.
Yes.
I'm not to the other side of my spectrum of emotions on Peace-a-thon just yet. Peace-a-thon is awesome. I was bummed we didn't hit our goal,
mm-hmm.
but that happens anytime we don't hit a goal. It was still super duper fun. We got a lot of positive feedback for the content. We raised more than $77,000 for My Possibilities and the Sandlot Children's Charity, and I had a lot of fun for the first time taking it on the road to RJ Dukes in McKinney.
Yeah, the being on the road was cool, and I think that kind of helped too throughout the day because for this reason. I think it's tough to be anytime you do a show, 4 hour show, 3 hour show,
right.
Breaks are tough.
Right.
Because people want to talk. And I love talking to the Tolos. It's awesome. It's a really great opportunity. But we also do like we're talking for 13 hours now.
Sure.
So that's a very tough thing. But I say it was a good thing because Ryan was there, like he was excited. You could see the excitement on yes. that dude's face. All day long. You could see the excitement on his staff, that whole staff. When I was leaving, they were just in great spirits when I was leaving. So that was a lot of fun. My family came by. Friends came by. It was awesome to have that kind of energy injection into it all. So I really enjoyed it a lot. I understand where you are. For people that want to know, you check your emails and look for an email from the Sandlot of My Possibilities.
Right.
Look for emails from them.
Right.
That's going to give you instructions on what to do. Check your junk emails, your junk email boxes. All right.
I did that on purpose.
Check your trash. Check all of them. All right.
Okay.
Just to see if there's something from Sandlot or My Possibilities to figure out what to do next. But you will be picking it up from My Possibilities. Today, I think, is when they start. So you will be able to start doing that today. You just got to reach out and let them know when you're going to come by.
Yeah.
And so, hey, look, man, everybody wants their stuff immediately, right?
Yes.
Unfortunately, we do our show the day before Thanksgiving. Most places are off on Thanksgiving. And then some of those people go and visit with their family for that weekend. And then they're going to be ready on a day like today. So this
feels
is really
kind of
cool.
Selfish.
I enjoyed it. I had a great time. Kevin, down economy. That is one thing for
yeah.
sure that Adrian was talking about.
All right.
But again, there is the efforts to bring these discussion points to the forefront and give people new ideas. Maybe they get creative. A lot of people have told us that they didn't even know about My Possibilities until they heard about it from us.
Yes.
So that right there puts them on the map, and they appreciate that. You know that every year I tell you that. It's a big deal. Great job to the Tolos that stuck with us the entire time. And from the 903, more unhinged than Fred segments. More unhinged Fred segments. Absolutely, man.
If you haven't seen the fan cam for that, if you ever wondered, what would Kevin look like leaning all the way back in his chair, spinning around and just looking up at the ceiling? Well, there's your chance to check it out. Oh, how you feeling about the game? Well, I'll tell you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm,
what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We'll find out. We'll find out is exactly how it goes.
And from the 903, my goal just internally, I thought we could get to 100,000. And plus, if we got to 100,000, that would put us at about 500,000
okay.
in the history of the event. So now we're closer to like 475,000, something like that, which is still a crap ton of money. And we raised 77,000. And in the last 3 years alone, I believe that means we've raised about $250,000.
Nice. That's awesome.
That is pretty badass.
Alec, your first stretch in that home run, that home stretch there, how did you enjoy that?
It was fun because
or did you at all?
Yeah, because Dutch was trying his best to get me to break with everything he said.
Yeah.
Especially in those last 2 hours, he would say something absurd and just do a slow turn and look at me. And I didn't know how to feel about a lot of the things he was saying. But no, it was really cool to see everybody showing out. And the fact that we sold out of the peace packs by 10 a.m. was ridiculous.
That was crazy.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. And the raffle for the Whataburger, people seem to really enjoy.
Dude, the raffle went nuts. We did a generated drawing on Thursday morning for that.
If you're in the card world, you know exactly, because they do generated random polls like that all
okay.
of the time.
Can I explain something to
Please
you then?
Please do.
This, I don't want to say the word, but it ticked me off.
Oh.
It ticked me off. There were over 100. It was even more raffle tickets than I expected.
Okay.
And when we hit the button for it to generate,
mm-hmm.
it chose number 4.
Oh.
Out of all the numbers, I just expected a bigger number.
Right.
And it chose 4. Look, that's a random number. It absolutely is.
True.
Out of from one to whatever, it's random. It's
what's the cutoff that you're like, all right, that's fine.
Like, I feel like 28. Okay. It's like anything right. 28 and up, I feel like should have been, but it was just weird that it went 4, and I was like, all right then, here we go. But I appreciate AI.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to judge it.
It's probably smart. From the 210, Dutch and Mike Bassick were awesome. And look,
it was great to have Mike around for a little bit too. Yeah.
It was really cool that all of her friends kind of like came into the shop too. Robert Tiffin was there. Mickey was there.
Dude, Robert Tiffin texted and said that, oh, I'm not supposed to say this. He said our show is his favorite by far.
He said you weren't supposed to say that.
Tell Spittle that. So I won't tell Spittle that.
We're on the air right now.
Well, I didn't tell him that. I said it to you guys. Thank you very much. But Robert Tiffin is fantastic. That Stars knowledge right there was amazing.
Mickey Spagnola brought in a copy of his book, and he autographed it, and straight away somebody was like, I'll give you $250 for that. And then another person was like, the hell he will. I'll take it for – and it was that part was super-duper entertaining.
Yeah, no, and Mickey telling stories. Like, he came in, told stories, got to see what we do every year, and I think he appreciated what we do, too, now. Like, he was like, okay, I get this a little bit more. But the fact that dude told stories and Alec was just going insane. It was like this clock situation. I was like, but every time he got to the end of the story,
then he was like, so we borrowed an ostrich and put it in. That was a real thing that happened. Or they borrowed an ostrich and you're like, I don't know how to cut from that. Like, I can't go. Coming up next, more ostrich tales from Mickey Spagnuolo.
They had a bunch of chickens.
Yeah. I know that doesn't feel right.
So it was overall, I thought it was an awesome day. And thank you so much to all the Tolos for all the support, because we couldn't do it without you.
Now, back to the kind of sphere of the NFL, feels like we say this every single week, another monumental upset. At least I thought it was monumental. This weekend, the Carolina Panthers defeating the Los Angeles Rams, right when I kind of
just get used to this.
I know. But it was like right when it kind of felt like maybe we were close to a consensus that the Rams were the best team
NFL. Yes, we were.
And then Panthers were like, check it out.
I think that you should get used to the fact the Panthers aren't going away.
Yeah.
I expect them just to kind of fall off. And I don't know, Mike would probably ask if Bryce Young got lifts in his shoes or something like that.
He's really good.
He's playing well. You know, Kevin, Tetaro McMillan, who does not like being called Tet, has been a rock in fantasy for me this year. 10 points almost every single game. Had 2 targets, caught 1 for 40-something yards and a touchdown.
Right.
Like, it was, he caught 1 of those targets. So that was Bryce Young and that defense going at it. And they are a physical team that you don't want to play, and they don't give up on themselves.
So, you know how Jerry will talk a lot about it, and I'm sure the NFL likes it as well, the idea of parity, right? Parity is one of the things that drives the league. I think we've discovered what it actually is. Let me submit this to you. It's not necessarily the parity as much as it is the parity in terms of teams record-wise, but the number of games that are going down to the very end. So far this season, there have been 48 games decided by a game-winning score in the final 2 minutes of the fourth quarter or overtime.
Wow.
That's the second most in the history of the NFL. You want to take it one step further. There are 24 games that have had the game-winning score as time expired in the fourth quarter or in overtime. Jeez. So you have had 24 games that literally were like walk-off wins. And if you think about it, that means you're averaging almost, I know it's not quite, but almost 2 of those per week. I don't care who's playing. If you're telling me it's going to come down to the final drive and maybe the touchdown decides if you win or lose, or maybe the field goal decides if you go to overtime or win, like, that is captivating drama right there. So I think it's not only the parity in terms of the team record, but on a game-by-game basis, you are having so many of these games decided in the final 2 minutes or in the final 2 seconds.
Yeah, and I mean, like, that's what the NFL wants. That's what Vegas wants, too.
For sure.
You know, they love having this kind of interest, intrigue down to the last minute. Jerry will tell us that probably this week, too.
Like, you see bets go up, too.
Oh, for sure. But, and I'm sure Jerry's thinking, hey, guys, this is why we did it the way we did it. Seeing teams that you thought weren't going to be any good be good this year, though, the Bears and Panthers, somebody said the Bears and Panthers losses look less bad every week.
Or the Patriots.
Yeah. Now, seeing the way that these teams popped up, and also seeing that there were teams that were powerhouses that might either be in decline, or maybe those teams have just worked their way up to being as good as them.
Sure.
It's awesome because, aside from a couple teams in the NFL, you feel like any team has a chance any night. And that's what they want, obviously. So, yeah, man, the way that this is running right now, it does. That's why it continues to give you hope for the Cowboys, right?
You're not wrong about that. Because I was thinking about this, and this will come up in overreaction or reality. Kind of the concept that there's not a best team in the NFL. Well, if there's not a best team in the NFL, then I kind of get the logic more of go for it. Because, like, who did it look like was the best team in the NFC? The Eagles. Well, the Eagles have clearly hit hard times. The Chicago Bears right now are the number one seed. They don't have any playoff history, or at least recent playoff history, with this group. Then in the AFC, we've talked about some of the struggles that the Bills have.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Had obviously the Chiefs have had tons of struggles. So yes. Who's the number one seed? The New England Patriots. The New England Patriots with this group do not have a ton of sustained playoff success. I realize with the ownership and everything like that. And so I don't think people are looking at, I think there are very few people right now that are like, I think it's going to be Patriots or Broncos against the Bears in the Super Bowl. And yet those are your top seeds right there. Whereas I feel like if I told you the three teams with the best record were Buffalo, Kansas City, and Philadelphia, don't you think every single person would default to it'll be Philadelphia against the Chiefs again?
Yeah.
Or it'll be Philadelphia against the Bills. Right now, I don't feel like anybody's defaulting to, well, obviously it's going to be a rematch of Super Bowl 20.
No.
Like, yeah. I don't think anyone's going Bears, Pats, part two.
Oh, man, I never thought about that.
At least that's not the, and the only reason I really thought about that is I just watched the Super Bowl Shuffle documentary. It's like 40 minutes long. It's on Max.
What about Panthers, Patriots, part two?
I mean,
when the great Jake Delhomme went out there and almost tore it up.
I would be willing to argue very confidently that almost nobody is saying that, but it could be, you know, and like, and that's the fun of it is you don't necessarily feel like on either side, there's a dominant no-brainer going to go to the Super Bowl. And if you feel that way about, if you feel that way about the Patriots, then good for you. I just don't know if it's going to be that simple for them. And if it is, well, screw them, because that means Drake May is going to be badass for like 15 years, and that team's probably going to win a whole bunch more Super Bowls. And
that's
going to
be frustrating. Somebody did text in, Kevin. This is Nelson. I was driving from Dallas to California. Those 13 hours went by so fast.
And you know what? Like, looping back around to where we started with Peace-a-thon, I love the idea that for some people, we're part of their holiday tradition. You know, like whether you're listening because you're going on a road trip or you're listening because you're cooking or whatever the case is. Like, I love when people say, hey, you are part of our Thanksgiving prep. That's super cool. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about we do a Mostly Stars and maybe some Mavs Super segment next right here on The Fan.
Back for Rantanen in the front of the net. Scored! Wyatt Johnston! He scored even strength earlier, but right back on the power play. League-leading 11th power play goal, and Dallas has their biggest lead.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, Corey, in theory, this is supposed to be a Mavs and Stars Super segment.
I love it.
I feel like we might end up
all our teams are back on track
more towards the Stars.
Why?
Because they're badass.
They are very good. I'm very proud of what the Stars are doing right now, man.
They just beat the absolute brakes off the Senators last night, 6-1, and it felt like everyone got to eat. We played that goal right there. Wyatt Johnston had himself a day, had himself a hat trick, fourth hat trick that included two power play goals. Jason Robertson continues to eat, and the Stars continue to gobble up points.
Okay, Wyatt Johnston on the power play has been a weapon.
Yep.
And I do wonder, because Gullitson's such a brilliant mind when it comes to the power play, how excited he was to use that chess piece on the ice. And, you know, if we discuss Robertson's heater even, you know, to that extent,
yep.
if he saw something that was like, oh, obviously I think that health is a big factor for Robertson.
Yeah.
Absolutely it is. But I wonder if he saw something that was like, you're really good at this and we're going to maximize it. And at some point, people are going to catch on. You know, they'll catch on to it, but what's the next play beyond that, right? Like, how do you adjust to that? But the way that Gullitson has used these young pieces, I'm just in awe of what he's getting out of them, and I think there's a next level for it, too. By the way, those jerseys were freaking awesome. They looked even better.
The 99s?
They looked even better on the ice. I loved them even more. It was so cool.
Man, that's what we should have planned ahead and had a 99
autographed
jersey. We could have killed with that. Now, I want to loop back and talk about the power play, because the weapons that they're able to use right now in the power play, it kind of reminds me of, like, maybe you think it's another position, but I'm going to say offensive line or cornerback in the NFL.
Okay.
If you're like, oh, there's so many good, it sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I accept. I have no notes about all of the depth that you have there. And then the way the Stars have been able to use that on the power play, I think, once again, it's a great problem to have. Super duper thumbs up positive about that.
Do you think because of the reason they've been able to do what they do is because they're such a deep team in it? Like, they have a ton of injuries, as we've discussed.
True.
A ton of injuries and been able to overcome this, but
And you mentioned the other thing. Their coach's adeptness at managing the power play, I think, big time thumbs up goes to Gullitson for that as well. The other thing that he's doing, and I don't know if people have really taken note of this. Did you know that the last six games, they have alternated Ottinger and DeSmith?
I didn't think about that.
Okay, and see, and that's one of the things, is some people have said, like, Ottinger at times looks a little bumpy so far this year. And that is look, if you're going to point to two things in this season that have not been, like, exactly how you would want them, it's the number of injuries and kind of the up-and-down nature of Ottinger. But you still sit where you are, which is freaking unbelievable, and you had one of the best months in the history of the franchise. But one of the reasons why I wanted to bring that up is, you know, rest can come at different times. And usually where maybe you see DeSmith once every three and a half games, give or take, the last six, you've seen them alternate out, and it hasn't been problematic, because Casey DeSmith, 6-0-2 this year, 6-0-2, which means not only have they gotten points in all eight of his games, they've gotten, what, 14 out of the possible 16 points in his games.
It means DeBoer was right. Is that what you're saying?
No. What?
I feel like that's where you were heading with that. I'll listen. I'll hang up and listen.
If they don't make it to the Western Conference Finals, then I'll be like, all right, you know what? Sorry about that. But, like, your theoretical backup goalie, if you're ever converting that percentage of points off of your backup, you're
yes.
gold.
Yes.
Gold.
Because your expectation with that, usually you have an elite starting netminder. And
I still think we have an excellent starting goalie.
And he needs a break. Occasionally. Like, that's the idea, is you have a really good one. He needs a break occasionally. Man, if you can get a point or something out of this backup guy. But if he's doing something like that, you're feeling very confident about your chances down the stretch all the way. Kevin, what Colorado is doing they look unstoppable.
Right.
But I thought to myself, I was like, okay, let me go look at some stuff. I was like, 103 points already? Wow.
That's goals,
points.
I was going to say, if they have 103
goals for,
points.
Yeah, goals for.
I missed that. And how the F is that even possible?
Goals for. Then I was like, well, obviously you can be a good offensive team. But they're also a really good defensive team, too.
They're badass.
They've only given up 55 goals. Like, that number is insane. So I'm just trying to figure out.
They have no regulation losses in their last 10. The Stars have one. Which means that they lost ground.
Yeah. It's just now.
Which is bananas.
So there are implications far down the road that this is going to serve later on. But right now, all I'm asking is the Stars just to stay in this zone, in this place that they're in. I think they can. They have the talent to do it. They're growing with this coach. It's just, what are going to be the second half adjustments in the season? How do they take breaks? How do they stay healthy too? You know, that's, or get back to being healthy.
Look, I do not think it's a difficult case to make whatsoever. They're right now the best two teams in hockey are in the same division. Now, here's a good thing. If you're worried big picture about Colorado continuing to streak, just remember, whoever wins the Presidents, they ain't going nowhere in the playoffs. And where do they usually lose? In the second round. Where would the Stars and the Avalanche theoretically play? Well, I do believe they would theoretically play in the second round of the playoffs, Mr. Majors.
I think I heard Choppy say this. They get their mail delivered there. And I really love that statement.
That is very fair. All right. Somebody asked, I've not seen an update, a more specific update, besides he's going to go get more testing for Liam Bischel. He left with a lower body injury, and that unfortunately has been par for the course for the Stars, whether it's Ben, Bischel, Duchesne, Labushkin, Harley, Hintz. They've had a crap, and I'm sure there's more, they've had a crap ton of injuries, but what happened out of it all? You have continued to not only win games, but get points in even the games. Like, even the games you lose far more often than not, especially in this last month. It's something that you lost in the overtime or in a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
You have almost the exact same number. You have 5 regulation losses and 4 overtime or shootout losses, which means out of those 9, you got points at least 4 of the times. So one of the people I want to go back and give credit to. Wyatt Johnson deserves a ton of praise for last night getting another hat trick. He also, by the way, he had an assist, matched the season high with 4 points. Jason Robertson. Jason Robertson finished the month of November, 15 games, with 26 points.
Dang, dude. That right there is special.
You know what you're going to like even more than that? 13 goals, 13 assists. So, like, because you can see this at times where, like, you'll just be piling up the assists and you're like, that's awesome. I love it. A goal is a goal. But, like, I wish that guy was scoring more goals. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you'll see vice versa. I think it's usually more the lack of goals and more assists. But he has been tremendous on that front. He had another a goal and two assists against Ottawa. So he has been on an unbelievable heater for the month, and that is one of the reasons that really the Stars have moved up in the world.
Yeah, I'll take that right now for him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Do you want me to stick with the Stars, or do you want me to try to pivot over real quick to the Mavs?
Real quick, couple of things.
Tell me.
Their turnovers have gone down.
And that's, you got to have it.
That's something I was begging for. That's something I'm seeing right now. So that's a positive that we're seeing from them.
Yeah. And look,
their turnovers were down for sure. Like, they had 8 in the last game against the Clippers. That's huge.
And I hate to be generic with this, but, like, think about it. If I tell you your hockey team going into a stretch is going to be really tight with the puck, they're not going to turn it over a lot, and their power play is going to look good.
That's a winner.
Don't you think, like, you're probably going to be like, whoa, I bet we had a nice little run of hockey right there.
Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, and you have. You've got the second best record in all of the NHL. I'm pretty sure second best record in all of the NHL, behind only Colorado, who, by the way, you know how many regulation losses do you think Colorado has in 25 games?
One.
That is correct.
Okay.
One.
Wow. From the 512.
I didn't even need you to add anything to that. I'm just telling you.
I live in Colorado. Let me know if y'all need a deep sleeper agent. Send them in.
Yes.
You know why.
And if you can help our players stay healthy because you've already lost a massive amount of games so far to this season. And I think that's what's most encouraging to me.
I think your boy Cooper Flagg's turning into something special, Kevin.
Okay, we will pick up on Cooper Flagg.
I want to talk about Cooper Flagg.
Okay, we will pick up on that.
I don't care what the clock says.
I think that you should.
All right.
We can get away with it for charity purposes. On a regular day, I'm just not sure
Alec
if that's
like
going
to
fly.
Wanted to cut me just
yes,
now.
Yes, so. For sure.
I don't know about all that.
All right. Maybe. Well, put him to the test. Coming up next, we will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Plus, what do you need from Monday Night Football to win your fantasy football matchup?
I love it.
877-881-1053. Do an X right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor, I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.